From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Getting the South Korea ban lifted is the short-term goal for the U.S., but after that, the goal is to get them to overhaul the way it bans poultry. South Korea, like China, implements a country-wide ban on U.S. poultry in the event of bird flu, even if the outbreak is small and contained. U.S. and South Korean officials confirmed for AgriPulse they have been meeting to negotiate an agreement in which the country would make a switch to a regional approach. U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council President Jim Sumner hopes that will happen before the end of the year. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway gave American Sugar Alliance members just what they wanted last week, his unqualified support for the U.S. sugar program, as his panel prepares a new farm bill. Conaway told the 34th Annual International Sweetener Symposium the U.S. sugar policy works, and it's worked for a long time, generally at no cost to American taxpayers. U.S., Canadian, and Mexican negotiators are in Washington, D.C. this week for the first round of deliberations on overhauling the North American Free Trade Agreement. The U.S. ag sector, encompassing producers from every corner of the nation, have a lot to gain from the negotiations, but may have even more to lose if the talks go sour. Hanging over the negotiators is the ever-present threat that President Trump will simply pull the U.S. out of NAFTA in its current form. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.